If God made people good, how did they go so bad? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're spending time this week in the second section of C.S. Lewis's classic, Mere Christianity.
John, Lewis understood the question, how could a good God make such a bad world? It was one of the obstacles he had to overcome on his journey to Christian faith. If God is the artist who created this world, his signature seems to send the wrong message.
Yeah, we wonder how God could create a world with people like this.
And C.S. Lewis pointed us back to the Bible, to the very beginning. God created free creatures, and freedom means there's a possibility of going wrong. And he explained why good creatures can go bad, very bad. Listen to this. The better stuff a creature is made of, the cleverer and stronger and freer it is, then the better it will be if it goes right. But also the worse it will be if it goes wrong. A cow cannot be very good or very bad. A dog can be both better and worse, a child better and worse still, an ordinary man still more so, a man of genius still more so, a superhuman spirit best or worst of all.
So it's about potential then, something that can be used and abused.
A doctor can be dedicated to curing disease or developing germs for biological warfare. A scientist can pursue technological advances to serve society or create weapons to destroy it. Why did God create people with such capacity if he knew they would abuse it? Lewis reminds us, a world without freedom is a world without love. God decided freedom was a price worth paying, even knowing that one day he would suffer most of all.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. The website, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.